Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah. And God, we, Your people, are going to be obedient. As You decree, let everything that have breath give You the praise and give You the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in Your presence. This is the every very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, God. Come on, lift your hands to Him and tell Him. It's Your presence, Lord, Your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank You, Lord, for it. We thank You for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about Your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, You said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, Your very word. Come on, tell Him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for You. Is there anybody here, you just don't want Him, but you're desperate for Him? You've got to have Him. Sing it to Him again. And now, I'm lost without You, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that You changed me, I've got to have You. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because You sent Your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank You that it is. Thank You, Jesus. Come on, living in me as You are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to You and You're connected to me. And I tell You today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of Your word that You've given. Spoken to me, Jesus.
Hallelujah. This is Kim Henderson of Setting the Captives Free. And I also have with me Apostle Valencia Carter-Rupp. Are you there? Hallelujah. Are you there? Well, we just praise and magnify the Lord tonight. You know, I played that song, Breathe, because it, when I hear that song, it means so much to me. It's like, you know, when your breath is so close to you, you know, And that's how close God wants to be with us on tonight. Yes, he does. You know what? God is an awesome God, and God alone is worthy to receive the praises of his people. And God loves you, you, and me. He loves us so, so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins and for mine. Hallelujah. I tell you, you are precious in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I always go back to Jeremiah 29:11, because that is a scripture that the Lord is really, it's like, he, you know how when you take some a coal and you brand an animal, with you put the iron and the coal, and then you take it and you brand the animal. It's like he's taking that scripture and he's branding it on my heart. Come on now. That scripture says, for I know. Check this out. Know. You can kind of use that word as intimacy. If you ever had intimacy with a man, if you are a woman, or with a woman, if you are a man. You did get what I said, right? Man or woman. Not man, man. Woman, woman. Hallelujah. And you have intimacy. You get to know that person. You become one. Hallelujah. So the Lord says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you. Yes, God has plans to prosper. He wants you to prosper. Because you know what? God he prospers us so the kingdom of God can come to, so people hear the gospel. And if he prospers us, spirit, soul, and body, other people are going to see. It can be where they see our lives, and even manifestation of the money. He wants to prosper you. Don't ever lose sight of that. And you know what else? And he's not there to harm you. Sometimes the trials and the tribulations that we go through, boy, it feels like it's some harm going on, but it's not. Daddy God loves you. And everything that he does in your life, as you look back over your life and you've seen where you've been through the hard times and you've been through the trials and the tribulations, you thought you weren't going to get out, or you just thought, oh, I can't do this, no way. And you look back over your life, come on now. And when you think it over, you look at it, God brought you through. He brought you through. Come on now. Daddy God loves him from you. So he said he's not there to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just go into prayer, and then we're going to get started with the Word of God. There's going to be a teaching and a prophetic ministry with Apostle Valencia Carter Ruff. Are you there? Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Let me see. We're believing God there. The person is on 805-617-6979. Can you hear me? Well, we're going to praise the Lord anyhow. The devil is a liar. I don't know what's going on with the audio, but we just believe God anyhow that you're able to hear the broadcast on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, because you care so much for me and for those that are listening on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that the thoughts that you think towards us are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give us an expected end, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, that one day that we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, because we believed in our heart that God had raised him from the dead. And, Father God, we thank you that even on tonight that there will be revelation, knowledge coming forth, that our eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, Lord God, because when we understand your word, we will do better. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank you and praise you that you will have your way, that you will speak through our lips, Lord God, and that the word will come forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force in the name of Jesus. So every demonic spirit that tries to hinder, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We take authority over it in the name of Jesus. And we lose warned angels to go forth in the name of Jesus. Go forth, binding up those demonic spirits that might try and attach themselves to those that are listening, where they won't be able to hear the word of God that will come forth on tonight. And we thank you, Father God, that you are concerned about everything that we're concerned about. And there is no good thing that you would withhold from us as we continue to walk uprightly towards you. We thank you, Father God, that it ain't even about us trying to do this thing. Because you said in your word that you're working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Did y'all hear that? It said he's working in you. Not you. You be trying to do it yourself. All you got to do is surrender. All you got to do is say yes to the Lord. And once you say yes to the Lord, he's able to do that thing that he needs to do to bring those things to pass in your life. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we just thank you, Father God, that you will have your way. And your spirit will move on this broadcast on tonight. We thank you for Apostle Valencia Carter Ruff. We thank you, Father God, that as she brings forth the word and teaching and the prophetic ministry, Lord God, that you'll just have your way and you'll speak through her, Lord God, for what the people need to hear on tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray that prayer. Amen. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Apostle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. You know what? God is an awesome God. And we just thank God for you. I thank God for what you're doing, the ministry. You're the overseer of a One Faith ministry. And you're getting ready to do something that's really awesome in this season for the youth. I think you're working with the youth, young people up to age 18. You're going to be feeding them. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing in the city of Chicago? Let the listeners know what's happening.
Absolutely. We are having a free summer camp program this year. And the difference is this year we've been chosen as a pilot ministry to host this. So it's through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the state of Illinois, the Board of Education. So they're going to be feeding the children during the day and in the afternoon, and then we have this program set up in the church. Now, free summer camp is free summer camp. I keep having to say that. And we're going to have a lot of different things for the children this summer. We start serving at 9, but the doors are open at 8:30, so it's from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we're just going to have tutoring, math tutoring. We're going to have games, field trips, movies, dance, art shows. And then we're also going to have biblical Bible study there. We'll have different things just to have the children have something to do this summer. So we're going to be working with them and prayerfully building them up and having some a wonderful time with them this summer. And the dates of that, we start June 22nd. So they get out of school June 19th. So by the 22nd of June, the doors will be open and the children are able to come. We only have a limit of 25, so you know we're almost full, but depending on we have the opportunity to take in more children, but we're going to need more volunteers, of course.
Okay, so you're looking for volunteers. Now tell me this, your volunteers that come to minister to the children and the young adults, are they going to go through some type of background check? How are you going to?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Those people that we work with, they go through background check, and these are people within the ministry. There's certain volunteers, like they offer to come from like Living Word. These are ministers that we are connected with. So, but we do background checks. In fact, we do fingerprint checking, and also we do references. If someone on the outside, we normally don't allow people to come just randomly and say, I want to volunteer, and we don't know a background about them. So we're very careful with that also.
Okay.
And so that's a good question. I'm glad you did ask that, because we are going to have security checked also. So when the children come in, the parents have to sign them in. And so the parents have to sign them in, and then we have the emergency forms. Only certain people are designated to pick the children up, and they have to be on that emergency form because we want to know who's picking the children up, where they're going, so forth. So dropping them off and picking them up. So, yeah, it's going to be a very secure place. So we have that covered. And all of this has happened so rapidly. And I thought I had more time, you know, for it, but the Lord opened the door for us to be able to do it. So I just feel like we have an opportunity to really impart in young children and young adult, you know, the lives. So.
You know what? It seems to me that when the Lord is calling us to do something and when we finally do what he's told us to do, it's happening quick and fast and in a hurry. He's not wasting any time.
There's no time. It's true.
And just listening to what you just said, you know, it just, you know, once we take that step of faith, because he's already directing us to do certain things,
mm-hmm.
in the, you know, for the people. And when you take that step, it's like boom, 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 bang. Thank you, ma'am. It's done. He makes it happen.
That's true. It's true. And you know what? And that's absolutely true. And when it's done, it just flows naturally because God gives us a grace to be able to do it. It's just, you're
mm-hmm.
right, it's like just accepting, Lord, I'll do it. My concern has always been, I mean, since I've been in ministry, when I came into ministry 10 years ago, I work with youth. My heart is for the youth, it's for the young children. And so I've always had, I've always taught Bible study to the children and things like that and really protected a lot of the kids. And so it's something that God is bringing this back. Because he's given me a vision for a performing arts ministry for a youth program.
So this
is an opportunity. I see the door open, and then now God has opened the door for us to do After School Matters. So we'll be able to do that too, working with children. Yes,
I think it's
good.
You know, it starts with our children. Once we can get a handle on our children and whatever the Lord is calling us to do, whatever the Lord is calling us to do, we have to do it, and we got to do it quickly because there's so many people out here that are needing the help. I believe the Lord has given you something, Apostle. We got a few more minutes. Would you please give us the word that the Lord has given us on tonight?
Amen, yes. So, well, it's just so much. But I just pray, Lord, that he just has his way. The Lord has been impressed on my heart for some time is that now it's time for us to make a decision. We have to choose to be like relentless for Jesus and relentless for the things of the kingdom of God, because it's time to make a declaration. It's time to begin to manifest the kingdom of God here. And so God is looking for us to be that true sacrifice of worship. And it's time for us to make a shift. There's no more double line and one foot in the world and one foot over in the church. There's no more compromise. There's no room. And God is saying that it's time for us to break out of every limitations, which means he's saying is take him out. We always use this, take him out of the box. God literally means there is no limitation in him. And as we walk out with God on faith, that God is going to manifest the very thing that he said mm-hmm. that he would post up. The other day, the Lord had given me this. I've been reading in Genesis, and it was about God and the promise seed that he promised Abraham and Sarah. And God had promised that and made a covenant with them. And you know that when God makes a covenant, I want to encourage people, when we hear God speak to us, and we know that he has made that promise and that covenant with us, which means that he is going to see it out because he watches his word. His word is everything to him. And so it's going to come forth. Now, God, Abraham shifted. Now, he's journeying around with his wife, and he ends up in Abimelech's. His wife ends up in the house. I won't go on the whole story, but a lot of us know. But I want to get to what the Holy Spirit gave me. Sarah was in the house of Abimelech, and God had put a curse. He put a stop to anybody conceiving anything in the house because God was interested and concerned with his covenant promise that he had made to Abraham and Sarah. He would not let her conceive. She couldn't conceive, and nobody in the house could conceive. But when I look at Sarah, He wouldn't allow her to conceive because he honored the word that he had spoken. So a lot of us are in the wrong house. But I noticed that when God told Abraham to speak and pray, he prayed and he released the curse that was on Abimelech's house, which means that Sarah couldn't conceive either until Abraham prayed. So when Abraham prayed, Sarah was able to birth. Now watch this. She was not birthed, but conceived. Soon as they left out of the house of Abimelech, when God came back to see them, she was pregnant. God told me a lot of us in the wrong house. And he's not allowing us to conceive. Wow. We have not walked out because we've been fearful. As Abraham, he was fearful of so many things that put his wife in the situation himself to stagnate the very purpose that God had upon his life. And so, again, God said it's time to be relentless for the things of God. And God said that we're going to have the last laugh over our enemies. Because a lot of us are, I want people to really understand this. We are called to pray for our enemies. Amen. We are called to pray for our enemies, but we have a real enemy. We have real people speaking things into which we call, when we come together, it's agreement. So we have agreement and it's established. That there is something that's called, that's righteous agreement, and something called unrighteous agreement. There are people that are out there that are wishing for you to fail. And a lot of times we get that so ingrained in us that we begin to look on the outside because we already are maybe down or needed a little encouragement or a push. But God is showing me that when we begin to continue to push through what they have spoken and pray for them, and then bring down every word that's unrighteous that the enemy is speaking, because he's speaking things to get you distracted. Again, we have our eyes focused on the wrong thing. God has told me to tell the people that we're going to have the last laugh over the enemy. Over all our enemies. God said that he prepares a table before. And not because he wants the globe, but God wants your enemy to see that he's a real God. That he's a real God that really prospers and really will elevate. Amen? So that there is a time now that the destiny of your life is going to shine forth. And so, again, a lot of people have felt that they have not been acknowledged. They feel that they have not been acknowledged. They feel that maybe they've been out of position. But God is saying this is the time. We always use season, but this is the time. This is the hour for alignment.
Yes.
It's time to begin. As God gave me Revelations chapter 3, verse 8, this is about the faithful church. I want to just encourage you really quick. He said, I know your works. He said, I've seen them. He said, I've set a door before you, an open door. The door is not closed now. The door before you is open, and no man can ever shut it. He said, because we have limited strength, is what God said, but because we obey the word, he said, and we have not denied his name, that God will bless us. He said that this is the time for uncommon opportunities. They're available for us. This is the time. The doors represent transition and lateral transition to entrance to new opportunities. It's time for us to walk. It's time for us to manifest the things of God. I just want to encourage you. Again, because we need it at this time. I know we don't have much time left, but I have to tell you that with God, all things are possible. If I gave you my testimony of where I came from and how many people walked away from me because they said I was crazy, I said, God has called me to the nations and called me as an apostle. I had no idea what it was. But today, when God can call you all over the world, not just Africa, but in Pakistan and in India and in Korea, and God has called now in South America and in America, I'm telling you that with God, all things are possible. Don't give up on the vision or the dream or the purpose and destiny because you're in the wrong house. God is telling me to tell you to get out of Abimelech's house so you can conceive and birth forth what he has called you to do.
Amen. Apostle, praise God for the word that went forth. You know what? I know you have more to say, and we're just going to believe, God, that we'll be able to continue the word. I don't know how long the Lord is going to have you coming back and forth. It's an honor and a privilege, and if you can come back again next Saturday, we will be really honored by it, because I just believe the Lord has a lot in your spirit for you to give out to us, and at this time, because there are a lot of people, this is the evening time, and a lot of people, they need the word that's coming forth, that's speaking straight to their spirit. You know, we have a couple of minutes, but I see that there is a person on the line, and I'm going to see if we can get a prayer in for this person.
Okay, man.
Caller, you're on 805-617-6979. Do you have a prayer or a comment?
Well, I wanted to know if you had any prophetic words for me over there.
And your name is?
Tawana. Hi.
Tawana. Okay, Apostle, Donna. I don't know, you know, the Lord. Is it Tawana?
No, it's Donna.
Donna? Oh,
yes, yes.
Okay, Apostle, you want to address her?
Well, I didn't exactly hear what she was saying. Her phone was going in and out.
No, hold on. Let me put it on a different thing.
Okay.
Is that better? Okay.
I can hear you in the interview.
If you had any prophetic words for me, if anything was coming to you.
Well, let me explain this to you. The prophetic word I have for you is to begin to meditate more on the Word of God. Amen.
Oh,
and then God desires to speak to you. I don't want to give you a prophetic word before you have one already in your belly that you know. And so God wants to speak to you. And for me to go and to press in the spirit to pull something out that you need to know before I tell you, it's not going to be effective for what God desires to do in your life. Spend more time in the Word of God and more time meditating on that. And you'll begin to hear God clearer. Because if you're looking for a word, before I could give anybody a word, when they ask me anything like that, you have to see God first. He's going to speak to you. I guarantee that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Donna. I hope you receive that, because God does want to speak to you through his word. And when the prophet is speaking to us, it's like confirmation. And I'm pretty sure the Lord has been telling you, to get in the word. I got something for you. It's right there in the word. A lot of times we want to hear a word. We hear a word right from the word. When we get in the word, God gives us a word. I remember God has spoken, and it's such a good feeling when you hear it from the Lord. I've heard that scripture before where the word of the Lord in Job says, decree a thing, it's so shall it be established. Now, it's in the word, but I heard it in my spirit. And when God speaks to your spirit, I mean, when he speaks to your spirit, it's like, whoa, you just know it was him. And it's like God will give you a word from his word, and that stays with you. So just like Apostle said, Donna, get in the word. He got so much greatness for you, but he wants you to seek it and search. He told me another time, break up your fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord. You know how I got that? I got it, but I was reading the word, and I'm like, huh? What, Lord? So as you read the word, even tonight, as you even get off the phone and you pick up that word, God has got a word for you, honey. He's giving you direction and guidance in his word. And you're going to call back next Saturday, and you're going to say, you know what, y'all, guess what happened? You're going to give us a testimony of what God did with you from just you hearing. Because, see, we pray before we come on the air. Lord, give the listeners revelation. Give them understanding. Because, see, when we have understanding of the word, we do better. I don't even know if I want to use that word, do better. We do what God has called us to do. Come on now. That's what we do. So you're going to call back next week, because we'll be back again next week, and, you know, God willing, and you're going to give us a testimony of what God did for you, woman of God. No, it's not by chance that you're on the line. You are divinely connected to come on tonight. But see, when you get a word from the word, from the Lord, then nobody can sway you back and forth. You steadfast and you unmovable, because God gave you something you can go back to. I remember when I first got saved, and the lady gave me Romans. We said the sinner's prayer, but she said, Kim, you need this Romans 10:9-10, because when the enemy come and say, you ain't saved, you ain't this, you can take them to the word. You see what I'm saying? You're only going to stand strong on the foundation of the word of God, because Satan is coming to bring you and let you go to and fro and all this and that. But if you got a foundation in the word, my sister, you ain't going to fall. Am I right about
it? That's right.
So we want to leave you with that, and we're getting ready to go off the air. But we just thank you for calling in, Donna, and spending time with us. But you call back next week, same time, 10:30, and we want to hear your testimony of what God has given you, because he's going to give it to you. And Apostle, you want to close us out? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Bless you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, just close us out of prayer. Amen. I'm so grateful, woman of God. I just want to say that, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to come together, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your people are blessed by the word. We know that there was a word that was released on this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the divine connection. We thank you for the release of the anointing. We thank you that your word, Father God, has went forth and it shall not come back void, Lord God. It has already accomplished what it has set out to do. Father, I thank you for touching the ears, touching the heart, hallelujah, of each and every person, Father God, that is listening. And we come together in agreement that those that hear shall be blessed and that the blessings of this season and this time shall overtake them. May the women of God, this is a time God is going to show himself to you like you've never seen before. Keep your eyes open. Keep your hearts ready because God is going to manifest some things and he's going to turn your head, I mean, quick. It's when we talk about accelerated blessings, accelerated miracles. This is the time. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And
amen.
With that, I want you all that are listening, you want to follow Apostle, you can follow her on Facebook. And they're able to get you under, with if they type in Apostle Valencia Carter Ruff, is that how they can get you? Or do they have,
No, they could put Apostle Valencia Carter Ruff, they could put Valencia Carter Ruff, it'll come up.
Okay, so you all follow her on Facebook. And then she has also a Gmail. If you want to send her email, go to onefaithministries07@gmail.com. Again, onefaithministries07@gmail.com. Also, are you ministering this Sunday?
No, I'm not. We have some guests coming in, and they're going to I won't be preaching at that church for a while. Actually getting prepared because I'll be leaving out of the country very soon. So I'm preparing for that. But we do have, I thank God, tomorrow we're ordaining one of our leaders to be a pastor. So and we're really celebrating tomorrow. But like I said, I'll be leaving to kind of wind down a little before I get, you know, out of the country to do some massive work. So I probably will not minister until I come back.
Well, we definitely appreciate you. And also those of you all who are listening, you want a ministry to sow into One Faith Ministry. She's just going all over the world. The Lord has called her. And sow into the ministry. We, as the body of Christ, we need one another finances. The Lord has us as the priests in the fivefold ministry, and then I believe it's the kings that are the ones that are out there working to fund the priests to go here and there to get the gospel out. You can't go, but you can send Apostle.
Absolutely.
You can send her in your place, and every soul that comes in through her ministering the word is a soul that's yours also. Because of you sending. I mean, some of you say, well, I don't, whatever you have, God will multiply that. I don't care.
Amen.
I mean, whatever it is. We don't care what it is. It's just whatever you have. Sow into the ministry of Apostle Valencia Carter, because she's going places and they're building schools, dealing with the orphans and all kind of stuff. They're doing things here in Chicago. And you want to put your money in good soil and good ground. But God will bless you. He'll bless you more than in a financial blessing. If you need a financial blessing, he'll do that. But in so many other ways, and sometimes we think our little, whatever that little bit is nothing. But you remember the widow woman, she's put in a mite or something like that, which was kibbles and bits. But because it was from her heart, God blessed her. And God bless us. When we release that money, I'm going to give this testimony, then we're going to go. My husband was sick. He was sick unto death. And I remember the man of God saying, he said, there's somebody who God is rebuking death. I knew it was him because he was at home. And I remember, it's a story. I had to get back to that story about that. But I had some money, and I think I gave like $300. They were asking something. God had rebuked death off of that man through my giving. You all don't understand how powerful giving is. It's very powerful. So you all think about it. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. But giving to the ministry of One Faith Ministries, Apostle Valencia Carter Ruff, she's going all over. She goes to Africa. She goes to, you heard her, Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, Uganda, all over. And we can't go there. You know, we haven't been called to go there. So be a blessing to her ministry. Follow her, hit her up on Facebook. Catch me on Thursday nights on WBGX 1570 AM and also streaming live. Go to my website, KimHenderson.org. Also, you can follow me on Facebook under International Radio, International Show Setting the Captives Free. But we just want to let you know that we love you. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And know this, you're not doing it by yourself. Christ is helping you all the way. So, Donna, we appreciate you and we love you and we thank God for you. And we're looking forward to hearing from you next week about the testimony of what God is doing in your life. So with that, we just want to say bye-bye and we love you.